Episode 282, How to Achieve Anything You Want.
It's the David Triggs Show. This is the podcast where you can get spiritual power and personal development for everyday life. It's gozo for the whole family, jamba juice for the soul, your daily dose of gozo.
Well, look at everybody and welcome to the Daily Show, the daily version of the David Triggs Show, a Trick Podcast of Joy. And Gozo TV, joined here by my Gozo Bell on this beautiful morning. Today is Thursday, August 9th, 2018. Welcome to this new edition, this new season of the Trick Podcast of Joy called the Daily Dose of Gozo. Your Daily Dose of Gozo. Gozo, by the way, means joy in Spanish. And I'm making a little bit of a big deal about this because recently I moved to a daily show. I used to podcast maybe once a week, twice a week on sometimes, but now for many reasons that I discussed in the previous episode, so you can check out episode 281 to find out more, I've moved to a daily rhythm or schedule that's been, I think, very positive and very energizing for me and hopefully for you, my Gozo Nation, living la vida Gozo here in Gozolandia. By the way, if you would like to join my membership club, my Gozo Membership Nation, just go to davidtrigg.com/membership, davidtrigg.com/membership, where you can, for a very, very low fee every month, you can then get all of the exclusive behind-the-scenes access to the ACL experience, how to live a life of joy in spite of fear, anxiety, depression, how to live out your God-given adventure, find grace in your crisis, and discover who you love. What we call here living on planet Gozo. So I want to give you 7 tips today on how to achieve anything you want. Anything you want in life, I believe, comes down to 7 very, very important values, 7 principles that I have practiced in my life for many years and continue to guide me. Now, I would say of myself that I have everything I could ever have dreamed of. And of course, everyone has different goals. You may have a fitness goal right now to lose 10 pounds, to lose 15 pounds. And so perhaps these 7 tips will help you in that. Your goal might be to have an amazing marriage. You know, you want to improve your relationship with your husband, your wife. There are some problems there and you want to be in a better place. These tips will help you. It might be, for a lot of us, it's in our creative or in our entrepreneurial, in our career goals. You may want to make maybe $10,000 a month. You may want to be impacting perhaps 1,000 people through your online presence, your podcast, your YouTube channel, whatever it may be. I believe that whatever you are wanting to achieve in life, these 7 values will be powerful and a must for you. And so here we go. Number 1 is walk in your authority. Walk in your authority. I find that one of the things that I learned from different traditions in terms of church, especially I would say the African-American church tradition, is that their leaders walk in their authority. They walk in God's authority. They walk in this, I guess, in this position of power that comes from above. I'm not talking about throwing your weight around or about being an egomaniac. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about a power that comes from above. Unfortunately, I feel like, at least it's been true for me and maybe many conservative circles, many of us have walked for way too long in our weakness, and we forget that it is not by might, not by power, but it is by the Holy Spirit of God that you and I are more than conquerors. But whether you are a young person, whether you are someone who's been around the block a few times, I feel that we need to find more examples of men and women who are walking in their authority, who are not afraid to stand for what they believe in, that are not afraid of those in power, of politicians, of religious leaders, or of any of those things that can tend to keep many of us down. And instead, we walk in our authority. Again, this is not man-made authority. It's not a title. This is not being an egomaniac. This is about you realizing that you have Holy Spirit power in you. And that whether it's negative people or the devil or whether it's your fear or your past, nothing can get in the way of the anointing of God that is on your life, which is your authority, and that is your power. That is Holy Spirit power. So number one, walk in your authority. Number two, speaking of negative people, walk away from negative people. The first one is walk in your authority, but the second one that's just as important is to walk away from negative people. You know, there's a verse in the Bible that is controversial to some degree because at the end of it, there's two or three verses. At the end of this thought, Paul says of negative people, he says, and if they don't shape up, then send them to hell. Send them to Satan. He literally says that. Check it out. I believe it's in 2 Corinthians 3 or 4. So what that means to me is that after you have tried over and over again to make a relationship right, at some point, and this is, again, the last possible step. This is not step one. The last step is to send them to Satan. I mean, that's what it says in the Bible. Now, what I mean by that, obviously, if we're talking about your friend or your sister, or your parents or your husband or wife, I'm not saying get a divorce. I'm not advocating violence. I'm not advocating hate or any of that. But I think that sometimes, especially those of us that are caring empaths, creatives, we don't have any limits to our love, and we need to have limits. But more than limits, we need to eventually give people over to God. Or, as Paul says, to Satan. In my life, I've screwed this up so many times that I want to explain to you what to do instead. Through the years in the church, I've had people that are just haters, you know, that are just against the work of God in my life. Whether it's with me, they have a problem with me, or with my wife, or with even with my kids. I mean, can you believe this? This is to be expected, right, when you're trying to do something great in life. Now, before I began to walk in my power, I would give in to people's negativity. I would live afraid of them. If they had any sort of authority over me, I thought, oh man, what if they get rid of me or fire me or they go tell on me? I would live in constant fear of those in authority, but not anymore. Now, I'm not saying don't learn from people. I'm not saying that we don't make mistakes, of course. But these are negative people that are agents of Satan that are seeking to destroy your power. Walk away from them. Give them over to the devil because that's who they belong to. They don't belong to the Spirit of God. They belong to the spirit of evil. Now, here's the thing, like the Bible says in Matthew 5 and 6, many of these individuals, they are actually sheeps or wolves in sheep's clothing. They come to your church. They give at your church. They think they're doing all these great things for God and even for you, but with a smile on their face, they are stabbing you on the back day in and day out. And this is not just in the church. This could be in Hollywood and in business. This could be in many different places. Even in your own family, you may have negative people that you need to give over to Satan. Now, what do I mean by giving over this person over to Satan or these people? Well, first, you walk away from them. Second is you let God do his thing and judge them in his timing. God will be the judge and juror of those people. Don't worry. In due season, they will suffer the consequences of their disobedience and of them hurting the anointed of God. Number three, focus on your strengths. Okay, I know those two were kind of intense, but they're real. Okay, number three, these are a little more lighter. Okay, number three, focus on your strengths. Focus on your strengths. Too many times, those of us that want to learn more and change the world and make an impact in the world, we're constantly focused on our weaknesses. And I think that's a place to start. But when you begin to achieve the things that you really long for, when you begin to move in your authority and see life change, is when you begin to focus on your strengths. Focus on what you naturally do. I was listening to an interview about this world-class photography professor. He, of course, was also just a practitioner, a business owner, but by now he was a professor. And when he was young, he said that he went and spoke to this amazing photographer that he admired, his mentor. And he said, what do you think of my photography? What should I do to improve? And he said, shoot what you can't help but shoot. meaning take pictures of what you can't help but take pictures of. And he said that to his misfortune, he kind of ignored the mentor's advice. That's what I want to tell you. Do what you naturally do. Stop thinking of all the things that you wish you would do. It's okay to learn from others. It's okay to even, people say don't compare yourself. I compare myself to others all the time. But not out of envy, but out of a challenge. I want to be better. I'm so competitive. It drives me to improve, but not to be like them, especially if they're not like me, if we're different. So, for example, I love guitar players and vocalists and speakers. I love successful businessmen. I love men and women who are at the top of their game in their career, in their church, or in their home life, or in fitness, or in the things that they own. And I look at them and I say, how can I learn from them? But you have to focus on what you do, on what your strengths are. Should you not grow in your weaknesses? For example, I'm very weak at details. And for like 3-4 years, I was a detail coach, or I was the administrator of a large organization. You know what? I stunk at it. You can only learn so much or improve your weaknesses so much. Instead, I have focused, especially these last 10 years, on my speaking, on my content, on my power, on my charisma, on my music, of course, that I've always loved. Focus on your strengths. What are your strengths? You don't know your strengths? Just simply, as this professor said, notice what you love to shoot, as in shooting pictures, you know. Focus on what you just can't help but doing. Because you know what he said, this professor said, when the young student said, well, what do you mean by that? He said, well, when you shoot what you can't help but shoot, even when you get discouraged, you just go and take pictures of what you normally do. Maybe this young man loves taking pictures of, I don't know, flowers or people or mountains. Do what you love to do and do more of it. Grow in that area. Grow in that strength. If you are a dancer, become the most amazing dancer ever. If you're a leader of an organization, become the best CEO ever. If you're on social media, if you're someone who loves music, practice your craft. Yeah, you may have 2 or 3 or 4 strengths, but focus on the 1 or 2 things that you just can't help but do. That's 3. 4 is connect to your divine source. Connect to God. Connect to divine energy that comes from God through His Son, Jesus Christ. And I think that those of us who are very powerful people and charismatic and achievers, it's easy for us, I know it is for me, to focus on our strengths. And I just said how important that is. But even our strengths have a limit to them. Have you noticed that? When discouragement sets in or negative people come our way or Satan's attacking you, you think that your awesome charisma is going to help you or how many books you've read, is that going to help you? No. You have to rely on the Lord. You have to have that intimate relationship with God. And I'm going to tell you this. I've told you this many times. I struggle with this. This is the area that I struggle with the most. I love God, Jesus. I love to worship Him. I love to please, to serve Him. I love to help people. But when it comes to relying on God, trusting in Him, and not on my own strength, it's an amazing battle. It's like Jacob wrestling the angel. That's why Jesus says, right? God said in Proverbs 3, lean not on your own power. Or understanding is the word there, right? So when you struggle with that, you and I have to go back to our source. Who is the source of our strength? It is God. He is the source of our strength. He will never let your foot slip. He's the one who never fails. He's the one who never sleeps or slumbers, right? When youths grow weary, or old guys like you and me, when we grow weary, we will rise with wings as eagles. If what? If we wait on the Lord. Wait on God. So how do you do that? Your daily practices. Worship. Bible study. Nature. Prayer. Meditation. Connecting with God. With people. Going to a local church. Stop doing this by yourself. You're not a lone ranger. Even if you think you can do it all. Connect with others. A church. I believe in the local church. It's my passion. It's the greatest instrument of change ever. Forget politics, Hollywood, entertainment, forget business and finances and social causes. Focus on the local church. And then from that connection to those people, then go and change the world. So that is number four, connect to your divine energy, to God through Jesus Christ. Number four, connect with five amazing people. Connect with five incredible people that are better than you at everything. Who was it? I forget who it said that every one of us is the sum total of the five people closest to us, right? Totally believe in that. You know, I never noticed how true that was until I began to say, oh, who do I listen to online? Who do I hang out with? Now, here's the thing. The higher that you go, the more irrelevant your friends become. I know that sounds harsh, but I only mean in terms of them helping you achieve greatness. And so for me, there are a lot of friends that I just no longer hang out with because the goals that I have are not their goals. And so that's when I began to listen to a million and one podcast and read every book out there. Grant Cardone, Ty Lopez, of course, Brené Brown. And I mean, back in the day, Oprah and all these amazing leaders, men or women, who just totally changed how I thought. Of course, Tony Robbins. And then even now, people that you may not even know that are, quote, smaller, but that continue to do amazing work. Seth Godin, a million and one books that I have read on personal development, Brendan Burchard, and powerful communication and on achieving your dreams. I would say that I have, maybe I just named five people there, right? Connect with five amazing people. They don't have to be real people. They could be, as I said, virtual friends. Maybe people that you don't even know personally, but that you know them through their podcast or their book or their ebook or their audiobook or whatever it may be. Maybe you go to their conferences once a year. Maybe it's a pastor. I mean, there are some of these amazing leaders of churches that are extremely gifted and talented. I have a few, two or three friends, and guess what? They pastor churches that are 10 times the size of mine. Make sure that you count the people that are influencing you the most. Stop doing it alone. Don't just think you're going to come up with great ideas. Make sure that you have five amazing people on your, quote, Rolodex that you contact daily. That's number five. I got seven tips. Number six is learn your personality type. Learn who you are. Be self-aware. Learn your personality type. Have you taken the MBTI? Have you taken the Enneagram? Have you taken the... what's the other one called? The four something or the five somethings? It has all these types, you know, in terms of you're the sociopath or the narcissist or the Maccabean, I think. I forget that one. I've taken a million tests, you know, the Strengths Finders back in the day, or I don't know, I forget this one that I took when my wife and I first got married. That was also amazing. The DISC, I mean, I've taken them all. All of them are amazing. My two favorite ones, MBTI and Enneagram. I'm an INFJ, Enneagram 3. With a wing too, I believe, something like that. It's awesome, and I love it all, but you're going to have to research it yourself. You're like, I'm not into that. I just follow God. Of course you follow Christ, but let me ask you a question. Are you more of a depressive type or more of an active type? Okay, I mean, we all have preferences, right? We all have things that we tend to do. Are you more of an introvert or extrovert? I know you're perfect. I know you're everything, but... when push comes to shove, are you energized by people or are you drained by people? Do you like talking in front of groups or not? I mean, every one of us has a DNA, a social, I guess, I don't know, a social construct that we, or a social program maybe, that we are all running, right? So why not learn your personality type? Go and just type in personality tests, free, of course, and take 1,000 of them, okay? Or, I don't know, 10 of them. And then see if it's true. Make sure, especially the free ones, they're not as intensive or as elaborate as a paid one. So make sure that you take it, I don't know, 3 or 4 or 5 times and notice if the same thing comes up over and over again. And if at first you can't figure this out, take your time. When you're ready, maybe give me a call or email me at triggerdavidtrigg.com and I can help you figure out where to take the tests or maybe even to give you some feedback. And now, I guess one last thing on that. The reason why learning your type is so important is because when you're down, and this is what happens to me, right? And suddenly I get unmotivated to create content, to influence people, to work out. It's good to know why that's happening. It's good to know what to do about it. Now, as my friend says, oh, Trigg, you know, that's just, you're just a child of God. I think there's a balance there. I agree with her. You can't focus on personality so much that you stop living your life. Just live your life. Just ask God for help. Just go and do what comes natural and repent if something is not good, right? But on the other hand, if you are just so against personality stuff that you never take a test, it might be a good idea to begin to just look into it, see if it connects with you. Most of all, see if it helps. And then the last tip, these are 7 tips on how to achieve anything you want, is develop a tribe of lions, of Gozo lions. That's probably my favorite tip. In my office right now, I love my office. I meet in there with achievers, creatives, with world changers, with leaders. But on my wall, I have this picture of a head lion, and then behind him, 3 or 4 other lions. And then underneath it, I think it's something like, surround yourself with people that are on the same mission as you. And man, you don't know how I love that picture. I've had that picture in my mind or on my phone for maybe 10 years. And it really, honestly, I haven't had that come true until the last few years, maybe the last 12 months. I feel like that is true now of my life. Those lions defend me. Those lions roar on my behalf. Those lions don't let some idiot little, I don't know, wannabe lion from the next tribe come and steal our sheep. Those lions go into battle with me. Those lions are my spiritual children. I take care of those lions. They take care of me. We are a band of brothers and sisters who have locked horns together as we go into the battle and into this world to change the world for Jesus. I love my band of lions. I hope that I will go to the grave with my current band of lions. I love the tribe that God has surrounded me with. You know, most of us creative achievers, we're loners, right? Or at least we think we are, because of pain or isolation or our mom left or my parents didn't love me or whatever, right? I mean, real stuff. I'm not making light of it. I've been through all those things as well. But it doesn't take away the longing that we have for relationships. Who is your tribe of lions? This is different than the 5 people that you connect with. These are actual humans that are in your corner. Could be your mom, could be your wife. It might be 3 people that you work with. Might be someone at the gym. It might be someone that's a virtual mentor that you know has your back. About a month ago, I was dealing with some pretty painful stuff and some people that were just being negative. And one of my lions noticed. You know what happens when you have a tribe of lions? They watch you. She came to me and she said, "Don't worry, Trig. I got your back." I got your back. Oh man, you don't know how much I love that. I got your back. Who has your back? Who's in your corner? Who's fighting with you? Of course, the Lord of angel armies. He's fighting for you. But who are the lions that you need in your life? Maybe you don't have lions. Maybe you only have a little cat in the corner. Meow. Maybe you have your dog, Daisy the dog. I love Daisy the dog. She's not my lion, though. Well, maybe, you know what? She might be. She defends me, and she's with me and for me. So I would say, actually, that she is one of my lions in my tribe, in my colony, right? That's what they call them. Who are your lions? You don't have any? Begin to notice who has your back. What makes up a lion? They roar with you. They roar in the same direction. They're not people that are against you. They're not people that are just there as your employees or as your, quote, friends or your girlfriend or just someone that you're after. No, no, no. Talking about people that are roaring in the same direction as you. There might be some lions in training. You might have some lions in the bullpen, right? Maybe you need to invest into them so they become your lions. Because remember, lions aren't just born. You have to create lions. You have to remind the lions who they are. You have to throw a throw them. I saw this one thing on YouTube about how to feed lions. You want to feed those lions and then run. Get out of the way, because when they're hungry, you don't want to be around. Feed your lions. Help them grow only if they show an interest. Anyway, I'm going too much into that because I love that last step. Seven values, seven tips on how to achieve anything and everything you want. What do you want? Oh, I just want to serve the Lord, brother. Okay. So does that mean you're going to move back to Nicaragua or Africa or El Salvador or to back to your hometown in the Midwest? Oh, no. I want to be famous. I want to make $1 million. Oh, okay. So you want more than just to serve God, right? And love others. What do you want? You can achieve it with the help of God and a few lions around you. Don't give up. Learn, grow, know your weaknesses, but focus on your strengths. Learn about your personality. Walk in your authority that comes from above. Focus on your divine energy that comes from God through Jesus, and walk away from negative people and send them to you nowhere. Make sure that you subscribe to my membership site, davidtrigg.com/membership, or just shoot me an email. I'd love to just say hello, trigg@davidtrigg.com. Thanks so much, guys. I will see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to The David Trigg Show. Find the complete archive at davidtrigg.com or subscribe for free through the podcast app on iTunes or Stitcher on Android.
Each week, we bring you a message of joy, success, and personal power in spite of fear, anxiety, and depression. Because as we like to say, though there's pain in the night, gozo comes in the morning.